physically?
Just keep working hard. You know, we got to put this stuff behind us and move on to next week.
Is this a low point for you with this team? Is this as low as it's been?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. You know, losing, I don't know, six straight, whatever it is, and that's just, I hate losing. I know everyone here hates losing. You know, this is our job. This is what we're supposed to do, and we're failing at it.
You're really hard on yourself, and you always are. Does that make this even harder, the losing streaks?
Yeah. Yeah, especially in, you know, I'm supposed to be a leader on this team, and doing that stuff, it's just, yeah, it makes me sick.
Brent, whose fault is it?
It's all of ours. I mean, it's every single person that's out there. I mean, I don't, and all I can do is speak for myself. I mean, can I get better? Hell yeah, I can get better.
What do you think the reaction of upper management is going to be with something like that? If, you know, if you're the owner looking down at the product that's going on with all the money spent, talent collection.
Well, I wouldn't be happy if I was them. I'm sure they're not. I mean, this is a talented team, and you know, us players, we're not making plays, and I don't get it.
Brent, you say this every week. Why aren't players making plays? What is wrong?
I don't know. I'm wondering the same thing. If I had an answer, I'd tell you. I don't know.
Is this the kind of game that gets coaches fired, right?
I don't know, Les. I have no idea.
Brent, during the game, Brian Dawkins tweeted and says about body language, and you can tell from body language. Do you think it's kind of worn down and beaten down from the losing?
I don't know. I mean, I felt like going into this game, you know, guys were fired up. We were ready to play, and you know, we got whooped. So I don't know. I hope we can stay up and keep it going, and get ready for next week, because we got six more games to play.
Brent,